All right, so last night I left the show a little bit early to go run down Shaquille and try to get an interview with him. So he's like, well, what do you got for me today? And he's like, it better be crazy. I was like, well, it is. He's like, because I'm not reading it. I'm not doing it if it's not crazy. So I have my questions typed out for Shaq, okay? And since he just got married, I had questions for him to ask his wife, okay? So he's like, let me see those. I was like, fine, you can look over them before we actually do this. So he's looking over them. And that's when I turned my recorder on, okay?
Now, is he laughing and having fun with it?
Yeah, he's laughing. He's laughing. So, and then you'll hear a voice, and that voice at the end is Phil Jackson, okay?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So this is the first part of what happened last night.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. I'll say it if you can't say it. Don't worry about it.
Look, hey, you want me to say, Shawnee, I want to renew our wedding vows. Only this time I want to do it with a white bitch instead of you. Fuck you, I ain't saying that. They go crazy.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, but look. Yeah, I'm gonna try to set me up. Shawnee, I want to do our wedding vows. Only this time I want to do it with a white bitch instead of you.
All right, what these questions are that you're holding in your hand, this is a scenario. I know you don't want to read those because they're pretty tense, aren't they?
Yes, they are very tense.
Would they get you into trouble?
Would they get me in trouble? No, they don't get me in trouble because I run my house. But
oh, you do? You run your house?
Yeah, I run my house. Some guys run their house, some guys run around their house.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, the scenario is that you have to ask these questions to your wife with your in-laws there, with your mother-in-law and father-in-law there in the room. And if you don't do it, then you guys will never make the playoffs again. So you like making the playoffs, don't you?
Well, there's basketball life and there's real life. If I ask these questions in real life, I won't be able to play basketball anyway. My wife would kill me.
God came down and said, you have to ask these questions or you don't make the playoffs.
Well, then guess so. Then guess so.
Read one of those and just... Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it wasn't allowed.
No, you're not allowed.
Oh, okay.
The media's not in here.
I'm sorry.
Come back again.
Don't lose those. Okay. All right, so...
Oh, wow. So you got thrown out by Phil Jackson.
So, I swear, Phil, he walks in and I'm just sitting there talking to him. And Shaq shuts up and like, kind of pokes me, you know? And then Shaq, like literally stands at attention when Jackson walks in. And Jackson's like, you know, what are you doing in here? I'm like, I didn't know I was supposed to be in here. And he's like, no, media's not allowed in here. And he looks at Shaq, and Shaq, like, shrugs his shoulders, you know? And then he's like, get out of here. You know, he's laughing. Phil Jackson was laughing, though. I swear, he was laughing. And then Shaq goes, you couldn't hear him. He was like, you got yelled at. You got yelled at.
He is a big kid.
Yeah, so I leave, and I was like, hold on to those questions, you know? So he's like, all right, cool. So, anyway, about 10 minutes later, Phil Jackson comes out to address the media before the game. And he looks at me, and he's like, you can go in there now, man. I was like, okay, cool. So I walk in there, and everybody walks in there. And they all surround Shaq's locker, and Shaq's not there. So I'm sitting there, and one of the Mavericks locker room attendants, who I've known for a couple of years, comes out of the shower area. And he looks at me, he's like, hey, come on, he wants you back there.
In the training room?
Yeah.
Well, you're damn sure not allowed back there.
Well, so I go back there, and there's Shaq laid down on this training table, and one of the trainers is stretching him out for the game. So this is it. This is what happened after I walk into the training room, and he's laid down the whole time stretching. Here's the deal. We're going to alter the plans a little bit. Yeah. We'll play a game called Slap, Divorce, or Flat Out Kill Ya. That's what your wife would do if you asked these things to her, okay?
All right, deal.
Deal? How about I read one and then you read one?
No, that's okay.
You got to read one, man. You got to read the one.
No, I can't read any of those.
All right. All right, you just let me know then. Slap in the face, flat out divorce, or she gets your nuts in a vice and kills you right there, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, honey, I just got done putting up a double-double on Tim Duncan. Can you rub me down with Big Gay and have your mom lick it off?
Nuts and the Vice killed me.
No questions asked?
Lorena Bobbitt cut it off.
All right, how about this one? Sweetheart, I told you not to cook me any fish. You know the smell reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
Divorce.
Is that true, though?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bullshit. Here, read number three.
Oh, no, I can't. No, I can't read number three. Hell no, that's murder.
All right.
He was murdered in his L.A. mansion today.
Honey, I want to renew our wedding vows, only this time I want to do it with a white bitch instead of you.
He was murdered in his L.A. mansion today.
His nuts were found bouncing along the pool table. Okay, how about this one? Happy birthday, honey. I want you to know I love you and I care for you. Now get your fat ass off the couch and start cleaning.
My wife's not fat, so she wouldn't even listen to that.
Okay. It's a hypothetical, though. Just, I know she's hot. I've seen pictures of her, so.
Divorce. Probably divorce.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a slap.
Okay. Dear, can you go out and get the paper? And while you're out, why don't you head to the gym and lose that big gut?
Slap.
Mm-hmm. Sweetie, this sure is a great meal you cooked. You know what would go great with this? Cottage cheese. Why don't you bend over and let me scrape some off your ass?
Divorce.
All right. Remember when we were role playing the other night and I dressed up like a cop and you dressed up like a hooker? Well, I did that last night, only I didn't dress up like a cop and I double teamed two real hookers.
Divorce. Divorce.
Just a divorce?
Yeah, just a divorce, though.
Okay, and you say you run the household, right?
Of course.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. You sure this marriage is a good idea?
Of course.
How long you give it?
My marriage?
Yeah.
70.
70 years till you're 100?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. How about this one? Do you love me? Because I sure love you. I especially love it when you're sleeping, because I don't have to listen to your dumbass talk.
That's a smack. I like that one.
Just a slap?
Yeah. All right. That would be a nice tattoo to get on my wrist, too.
No shit. We all need one. All right. Honey, I hope we stay together forever, because I can't live without you. But if you do happen to die, I'm going to bang half L.A.
Smack.
You're getting old. That's why you have to do this.
All
right, and your last one. Honey, will you take a picture of me, of just me? I'm going to carry it around forever to remind me how great my life was before I met you.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Because she knows that your life was better before? Whatever, man. All right. Now, wait a minute. Why couldn't you read any of these?
Because the way the editing game goes, you would have edited it and said I would have said it, and it would have been a big controversy, and I would have lost all my deals. And I would have had to go home and straighten my peoples out. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You said you want to marry the white girl on national radio?
White bitch.
No, white girl. I'm not saying.
All right, is that crazy enough? Did we pass?
Yes, that was good. Excellent. All right.
Well, hopefully we'll see you in the playoffs so we can make this a regular issue.
We will.
There you go.
All right, very nice. Very nice.
I love Shaq. He's like a big kid.
Oh, yeah, he loves it.